This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Life, your existence, the basic elements of conversation here on the DJV program presented by Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Comments by Kara Schillen, and then there's me, the Dougster, on duty with Jennifer being introduced to bring us up to date on something that is earth-shattering, Jennifer, right?
Well, I would say maybe so for some people. This will definitely be earth-shattering. But, you know, over the last 2, 3, 4, 5 days, we've heard some good news coming out of the administration about jobless numbers being down, yeah. Right? More people are working.
Dow Jones up 200 points.
That's right. Stock market hitting all-time highs. Well, maybe the economy just isn't quite good enough for Disney. Before you start to cry, before you start to tear up, Disney made an announcement that they are going to scale back productions of their Star Wars movies. They say it was too much too fast, and that's because of the disappointing box office numbers from Solo, A Star Wars Story, which I thought was actually quite good.
Good movie.
Great movie.
It was a great movie.
How much did it make? Like hundreds of millions.
$130 million. Right.
It's no slouch. This is not like
just in America. Yeah.
Right.
I think Disney's getting too greedy. I think that's the real problem.
Yeah, they're trying to do these cash grabs, and they think they're going to be a certain level every single time. But Bob Iger, who's the CEO of Disney, confirmed that its production and release of Star Wars movies will be scaled back. He admitted that he had made a mistake and that there had been too much too fast. He told this to The Hollywood Reporter, and he said it put him on the top of the list of the most powerful people in the entertainment industry, but it wasn't necessarily the best thing to do for the company. They've received considerable criticism after the disappointing box office of Solo. The
considerable criticism from whom?
From, I guess, the media, from stockholders, those types of people.
I think stockholders, probably.
The stock of Disney has never been as high as it is now. Disney stock is, I happen to have a few shares that I still, I get paid in, so I told you that, Jennifer, I was on KBC. I got paid, I didn't want to get paid in
that
money, I got paid in stock. And I still have some of it, and it's I think the few shares that I still have are worth more than all the shares I had when I signed on in 1993. So, anyway, go ahead, excuse me.
It's pretty good stuff. No, the next movies are supposed to be coming out about Obi-Wan Kenobi, and those are in development. There's also another that I don't think has been named yet, but there's two in the pipe for sure, and Disney's saying we're going to just take our time, we're going to slow down, so the next one will be due out in December of 2019.
Oh, my God.
That's the one, I think, with Billy Dee Williams. He's back as Lando, right?
That's right. Yeah. And that's J.J. Abrams
is
doing that one.
Fan favorite, yeah.
Be a good one. Okay. Elsewhere around the country today, Hurricane Florence, still something on the minds of most of us who have considered what life must be like for those people who have lived through all that rain, all that destruction, the damage. Well, here in the stats, amount of rainfall, that sort of thing, the flooding has become a serious problem for hog farmers. Rivers across the state cresting over the weekend. The flooding brings concerns of pollution. There are pesticides, herbicides, things that are in the pipe. Well, actually, even antibiotics and things that get thrown, people throw them into the trash, and they throw them into the down the toilet, that kind of stuff. There are all kinds of things that people throw down the toilet. So anyway, there's these areas, North Carolina especially, both Carolinas, but North Carolina especially, big in hog farming. Excuse me, say it again, Doug. Big in hog farming. What did I say? Hog farming. Anyway, North Carolina is the second largest pork producer in our country. Many hog farms located in the region where all the flooding took place. And because of that, it's not just the manure. It's the stuff that's, you know, we've talked about some of the things people have seen, like from the old cemeteries where there were no, you know, the old cemeteries, they just dug a hole in the ground and threw somebody in a box in the ground. That was the end of that. So those caskets or what's left of them in places that are compromised, they go floating down the street, down the river, whatever. And you can imagine with the sewer systems being what they are, most fairly large municipalities, even medium-sized municipalities, have a wastewater treatment facility now required by the government. If you have a certain number, I think it's 40,000, you got a population of 40,000 or more, you got to build a wastewater treatment system. And so all the stuff that gets flushed down the toilet goes into that system. And there are new, we've had on the farm, they make pellets out of human waste, and they're actually pretty fertile. But then there's a lot of other stuff that gets into that that isn't very good. And if the wastewater treatment plant hadn't finished doing what it's supposed to do with some of this stuff, and the rains came along and flooded out the wastewater treatment system, ooh, what kind of mess have you got? And so imagine it getting into the hog farms, and your hogs eat everything. Hogs, excuse me, are the most destructive animals. They really are. You can put a hog, let's say you put a couple dozen hogs into an acre lot. You'll come back in 2 weeks, you look like Nagasaki. They root out everything. They destroy the land. The holes are everywhere. That's just the way that's how they forge. And so if anything's in the land, they're going to get it. So Jennifer will tell you, yes, okay, Jennifer. Every once in a while, I have a sausage sandwich. Yes, I do. Yes,
I've seen it. Yes, I've witnessed it.
Yes, you have.
And some bacon. Haven't I witnessed that too?
Right. Yep, bacon too. Yep. But I would
pork products in general.
Stay away from that stuff for a while if you don't know what the origin of the pig is. No, maybe they'll. No, it's not just pigs. It would be chickens. Anything that's outside. In the weather, or outside exposed to things that come from the weather, they're going to be dangerous. It's going to be yucca bunga. All right, so have I handled that well, Victoria, or not?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have credibility now?
Sure.
Just as much as you've always had.
Right? Thank you.
I don't like hearing you eat sausage, but, you know, okay.
Yeah, once in a while I do it. 14 half the hour here on the DJV program.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
The Geek Out. Don't know if you've ever thought about it, but once you do, you'll agree it's obvious. Our smartphones are covered in germs and probably one of the grossest things we touch 100 times a day. So maybe cleaning our smartphone is an actual thing we should think about. A product called Phone Soap addresses this issue as a case that you place your phone inside of and then uses UV light to kill the bacteria. UV is used to kill germs in all sorts of applications, but the Phone Soap case fits all sizes of phones and promises to kill 99.99% of all bacteria using this technology. You may have seen Phone Soap pitched on Shark Tank, and now it's in its third generation. So if you're a germaphobe, Phone Soap can be found online for about $60.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep, no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better, until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable, and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. Buy one My Pillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one My Pillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. My Pillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with My Pillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. I hear your budget laughing at you.
Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me.
Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are at 17 after the hour. The good news from the DJV program is that the median household income for households in our country is at a record high. Included in that list, and we were talking about the economy earlier on, the stock market this week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you have an Hispanic surname, you're doing very well. The average Hispanic who reports income is making $50,486 a year. The Census Bureau says, quote, we can confirm the real median household income was higher than any prior year for which we have data. The $50,486 Hispanic median income comes as the Census Bureau reports the increase from the year before to be 3.7%. So why is that important? I would ask that question. Why do the folks, they don't do that for Polish people who are in America. They don't have a breakout for Polish people and what they make.
Maybe they do, and they just didn't talk about it.
Really?
Yeah, I think the hot button issue is just because we talk about immigration or we talk about people here earning money, sending money back, and typically that conversation is had with people from Mexico or maybe even South America at this point, using Mexico kind of as thoroughfare into the country. So, I think it's interesting to see the breakdown. I'm more interested in making sure that everybody, regardless of whether they're a Mexican citizen or a Polish citizen or American citizen, is paying taxes on what they earn.
Yep, and fair taxes for everyone.
Like I have to, like you have to, like we all have to.
Right, I'm doing my taxes right now, frankly.
Wait,
and not happy.
You're supposed to do those in April. That's part of the problem.
Right? No, you have to have the money in by April.
Ah.
And then you figure out whether you paid enough, but you have until October 15th to get the forms in. And I seem to get waylaid every year in this department. So I was looking at, last night actually, I took a break from doing my taxes to watch another episode of Jack Ryan, which is an Amazon production, and it is about as good as anything I've seen for a long time, frankly. I like John Krasinski, a fellow named Wendell Pierce, who is a very good character actor. It's a good show, well brought out. And it made me, as I looked at some of the stats this morning, because, you know, we all get, as we're looking at things to talk about, I look at lots of statistics. So I found something that I thought would be intriguing for everybody. Did you know the Department of Justice has convicted 580 people for terrorism since September 11th? I had no idea. Do we ever hear of these trials much? 580, is that number astound you, or do you not, does it not make a difference to any of you? Do you think that's a large number? Are you surprised?
I think it's a big number, but I think a lot of things are considered terrorism that we never even hear about.
Yeah, what would be an example of that?
I mean, you could have somebody who's, because we think automatically our brain thinks of 9/11. We think of extreme Islamic terror. There are plenty of people here in this country who also engage in terrorist activities for their political objective.
Yeah. All right, 21 after here on the DJB show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Starting your day, started with music here on the DJB program because it's such an important part of our lives. Always lots of things going on with some of your favorite musicians, and we make this as broad as we can in terms of musical appeal. This is a performer who appeals to me, Gladys Knight, who along with Babyface and David Foster are going to perform at the Carousel of Hope Ball, the 2018 Carousel of Hope Ball, October 6th. At the Beverly Hilton. The event happens every other year, I think, right? Benefiting the Barbara Davis Center for Diabetes. Programs run by the Children's Diabetes Foundation. They've raised $110 million in the last 30 years. That's not nothing to shake your nose at. This year's recipient of the Brass Ring Award, Robert De Niro. Jay Leno is going to be the master of ceremonies. Pretty big deal. It's a great lineup. Quincy Jones, Clive Davis are the music chairman. Sharon Stone is the auctioneer for the live auction. People who have performed in this before: Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Beyonce, Elton John, Sting, the Bee Gees, Ricky Martin, Smokey Robinson, Andre Bocelli, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, among others. And the Brass Ring honorees have included Maria Shriver, Sidney Poitier, Frank Sinatra, Clive Davis, Denzel Washington, Hillary Clinton, Whitney Houston, George Clooney, Lucille Ball, Merv Griffin, Jane Fonda. I think that's pretty interesting. By the way, did you see the information about Jane Fonda opening up about her mother's suicide? This is not music, but that was interesting.
Yeah. She also said she really regrets being with the title Hanoi Jane. She said that's one of the greatest regrets of her life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it was bad judgment on her part, but, you know, okay, so you make bad judgments. I mean, it didn't ruin her career. It didn't do a lot of good with certain members of the society, but she was, I think she's, there's a new HBO documentary. A lot of these famous Americans are doing them. Jane Fonda in five acts, which I think somebody got to take in if you're interested in Jane Fonda. All right, so there was the focus on Gladys Knight that went to Jane Fonda. Now let's talk about Avril Lavigne, shall we? He's making a comeback with a new single called Head Above Water, pretty emotional. She has released this full version of the single after teasing her fans with snippets over the last couple of weeks. It's her first track in 5 years. What happened to her and her popularity? She seemed to get off the rails.
Well, she had kids, didn't she?
I didn't think she had any kids. She was married to somebody else.
Oh, that's what it was. Her marriage fell apart.
Yeah.
So she writes to her fans about her struggles and her creative process, writing, quote, "One night I thought I was dying and I had accepted that I was going to die. My mom laid with me in bed and held me. I felt like I was drowning. Under my breath, I prayed, God, please help me keep my head above the water. And in that moment, the songwriting of this album began. It was like I tapped into something, a very spiritual experience. Lyrics flooded through me from that point on." I can see that happening. It happens to people. I get inspired in different ways, different times. So, coinciding with the release of this song, Head Above Water, she is also bringing the message through the Avril Lavigne Foundation. Is focused on bringing awareness to the severity of Lyme disease. Foundation launching a charitable T-shirt campaign that will raise funds to directly assist those who are affected by Lyme disease who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford treatment. It's, take it from me, it's expensive. I've had it. Once you have it, you don't get rid of it. So good for her. Avril Lavigne, back in the spotlight.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California college professor accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her back when they were teens will testify before a Senate committee if her lawyer says she's protected and the conditions are fair. The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford telling the Senate Judiciary Committee Ford also does not want to be in the same room as the federal judge when she testifies.
We believe I need our help. We believe Christine Ford.
We
That's the sound of some demonstrators who are protesting Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. More than 50 of them arrested in protests at the U.S. Capitol yesterday. No motive known for a workplace shooting near Baltimore yesterday. A woman killing three people, wounding three others before fatally shooting herself at a Rite Aid distribution center. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire. When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You've had a vacation from us for a few moments. Now it's time for us to get back to our thing here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schindler. Victoria has the trending story at the moment.
Well, I have a happy cow story. How's that?
Oh, good.
We need that.
Happy cow.
Yeah, this is a really, really sweet story. So, there, of course, all the flooding in North Carolina has wreaked havoc on hog farming, which we've talked about, and there are beef cattle that have been stranded, horses, all kinds of animals. And so, the founder of Skylands Animal Sanctuary, which is actually here in New Jersey, his name is Mike Stura. When Hurricane Harvey hit Texas last year, he got the idea to drive to Houston with some of the equipment that he has. He's got tractors and trucks and all kinds of extensive rescue equipment. And so he has experience with large animals and mechanical expertise. So he rescued some cows and some horses from Hurricane Harvey. This year was no exception. He went down to North Carolina with all of his equipment, and a woman called him and said that there was a group of about 20 beef cows that had been caught in the floodwaters of a nearby farm where she lived. And so she got in a boat and pointed out where these cows were. Now, 10 of them were actually huddled together on the front porch of a farm building, but she said that there were other cows that were in the barn that were stuck, and that they were submerged in water, and that they were trying to swim. So,
Cows float.
Mike got into his little boat and got into the barn, and there was one cow in particular who was literally bobbing up and down for air. She was going up and then hitting the bottom, bouncing back up in a lot of distress. And so she wasn't, because she's a beef cow, apparently, she wasn't accustomed to being around humans and human handling. So she saw the boat. She was afraid. She kept swimming away. They were able to harness her and actually pull her. They towed her out of the building and got her onto dry land. At that point, the poor thing was so exhausted she couldn't even stand anymore. She just kind of fell over. And so now the owner of this farm had said that any of the cows that this guy rescues, he's allowed to take with him back to New Jersey to the animal sanctuary. This little cow is named Red, and so he named her after his mother's nickname, and she is now happily living in New Jersey on the sanctuary. And he got her vetted. She's fully okay to go. She's very tiny. She's the smallest of all of his rescue cows, but the pictures of her are absolutely adorable. She made it onto his trailer, and they took a long ride home. While he was loading Red onto the trailer, he also noticed there were three little puppies that had been abandoned by the side of the road. He rescued them. They're doing well, too. So there's a lot of great animal rescue stories that are coming out from this. And so now he has 18 medium-sized rescue cows, and she is the tiniest. And he said he put her right in with the pack, and she is very, very happy. He said her demeanor changed within 1 minute.
I made a deal on my farm this summer with the equine sanctuary that specializes in saving huge draft horses. And they have dozens and dozens and dozens of them on this farm out near where my farming partner in West Brookfield, Massachusetts is. So I said, if you would like, you had an overage. She was worried because she had too many. I said, bring some of them to my farm. So we have some now very large draft horses that are on the farm as well with the cows, and they get along fine. The cows stay in one part of the pasture and the horses in another. They don't seem to mix. Well, they're okay. They don't mess with each other. It's just kind of fun. Actually, when the cows get close to the horses, they get silly and they run around. They almost circle. I was out it was almost dark last night. I was finishing mowing one of the fields down on the pastures. I was watching as the cows came across from the lower end of one of the pastures, and they made a beeline for where the horses were, which was sort of on the side of a hill. And I've noticed this before, they circle the horses. They just do a sort of a dance. They circle around the horses and do this kind of silly dance. They run around. The cows this year have been very frisky and lots of fun, and people have commented. They were young heifers when I got them, and they were not used to, as you just said, being around humans. And being around me and being around the farm is something that, you know, when you experience it, they become pets. They become part of the family of the farm. So they all now come up to us. They want to be petted, and they want to have you talk to them and rub under their necks and that sort of thing. And it's almost that friendliness. The horses are a little standoffish because they're not used to being around a lot of people at the sanctuary, and so they have gotten used to us as well. But I can't help but think that they, because they're very observant. Horses are very smart. I used to tease Meredith all the time about, because she was a horse person, all of the cows were smarter than the horses. The horses are pretty darn smart. And they learn from watching. They're very observational. So at one point in time, I wanted to have an equine, bovine, canine sanctuary on the farm. And I'm more prone to having, as this gentleman was doing, a facility for cows, because I've been around cows all my life, and I just love the presence of the cows. And so it really is heartwarming to hear that. What I was thinking before you told me the story, I was thinking of another circumstance in which that sort of thing happened. Victoria, the cows were saved only to be sent to the slaughterhouse. And I was hoping that wasn't going to be the end of the story, because that's what they're destined for. That's why they're beef cattle. They were going to be sent to the slaughterhouse.
Well, you know, there's a lot of rescue stories. New Jersey's got a lot of farmland, which people forget.
Fabulous farm country. South Jersey is
actually pretty. I've driven through it, and I think Jersey is
everybody thinks it's. They think
the
of New Jersey. They think of Newark, which is a pigsty, and
well,
you go down a little bit. It's the shore
they
is beautiful.
Think of the stretch of the opening sequence to The Sopranos, which is that horrible stretch of the turnpike.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what everybody always thinks of with New Jersey.
Right.
But you know, Jon Stewart has about 20 minutes from where I live.
Right.
Now,
he's got a farm.
He has a big animal sanctuary.
Yeah.
And there was a cow that escaped the slaughterhouse in Brooklyn a couple years ago, and he went in and he rescued that cow. So that cow's now living
with him.
And there were some goats found along the side of that escaped from a goat meat farm, and he rescued them. So,
you know, it's
New Jersey's kind of the place to rescue animals now.
Brings to the surface, Victoria, something that most people don't know. As you think about eating a hamburger or sausage, we were talking about that before, or anything. The cows, though, especially, I know because I've been around cows all my life. I kind of know. I get the vibe from them. They know what their fate is when they go into that chute, as they go into the auction house and into the slaughterhouse, they know what's going on. And some of them are able to escape. That happens. You see those stories all the time. We hear them around here. There are two or three slaughterhouses in Massachusetts, and I hear those stories all the time. And local people will grab the cows and want to save them, and it's kind of a nice story, frankly. As opposed to this, did I talk to you about Aaron Brockovich coming back into the surface, into the spotlight? Did I tell
she's
that story?
All over, well, she's been back in New Jersey now that I'm learning more about what's going on in New Jersey, in my new state. But the water here is so bad. It is just, I don't even understand how people can drink the water in New Jersey. It is so bad.
What she has found, interestingly enough, Victoria, is how much from Monsanto's pesticide routine, the Roundup and the other things, has made it into the water supply, how much of it is on playgrounds, how much of it is on public land.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who, again, are from the agricultural sector have connection to it. You know about the controversies revolving around the new farm bill. But one of them is a provision that will ban glyphosate. In communities. There's a provision in the bill to take it out, to take the ban out and make it legal again for children to be exposed to Roundup in parks, using Roundup on parks and playgrounds and that sort of thing, which is
I find that to be a complete outrage. I'm not even a parent, and I find that to just be abhorrent. I don't understand how we can allow this. Local communities have no control over it anymore. So that's what's part of this bill is that that little provision, when they take it out, local communities don't have a say in banning it anymore.
Yeah.
So
this is an example.
They can't even control their own local parks.
Of the government, the federal government, getting so inveigled into stuff and so forceful there is all this focus on home rule. We've got to have home rule. The local community is top, and then the state, and after that, the federal government. Federal government comes in and says, okay, the way they get away with it is you get no more money from us if you don't do what we tell you to do. You can do what you want. They'll tell the local communities, you do exactly what you want. But if you do, you're not going to get any money from us. That's how they do it. So meanwhile, Aaron Brockovich has looked at the science linking the pesticide exposure that children get to pediatric cancer and asthma, all kinds of behavioral problems that youngsters have. So this is big ag at its worst. And, the Congress is full of people who take money from Big Ag, and that's why the farm bill is loaded with $600 billion for these bastards who don't deserve a penny. They don't need it. They're making so much money. Why would you want to take your tax dollars and give it to these guys as payment for doing nothing and not having need for it, where the family farmers are dying on the vine, and this is now something that is getting more and more attention, thank heavens. But it's part of the reason it's getting attention is because the lopsidedness of this farm bill and how much money goes to the big ag concerns that don't need it. For God's sakes, you're giving money to the Chinese. This is, again, this drives me nuts. The Chinese taken over the pork producers in this country. You know that, right? They own what's the biggest pork producer? Begins with an S, something, Smithfield, I think it is, something like that. They bought them. So the Chinese government, everything belongs to the government in China. So they're one of their big ag concerns in China, buys out Smithfield. Why the government here let them do that is way beyond anybody's understanding of what's real. And so they're entitled under this, the way the farm bill is written now, to get farm aid, to get subsidies from the federal government. So you and our tax dollar are subsidizing pork producers that are intertwined with Smithfield, that's a Chinese-owned organization. So the money, our tax dollars, this is how stupid we are. Our tax dollars are being funneled through the Chinese government, through the farm bill. That's how stupid we are in this country to let this kind of stuff go on. 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
A central tenet of the American dream has always been that the next generation would do better than the one before it. Education was the essential key. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, staying true to America's national destiny. My father had a sixth grade education. I graduated from Harvard Law School. My dad drilled into me, study hard and get a good education. The public schools I attended in working class Chester, Pennsylvania prepared me for college. Unfortunately, the ladder I climbed has had the rungs ripped out for many children who attend not accredited schools in dangerous neighborhoods where academic achievement is often ridiculed. The answer to the problem of poor education is school choice. Liberate parents to make independent choices for their children instead of holding students hostage to failing schools. Introduce competition for scarce educational dollars, because competition always improves quality. It's time to restore the dream of a better life for the next generation by giving parents the ability to choose quality education for their children.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Time for us to get into our car and drive. Our weekly visit with a man who is known around the country as the auto expert. Our auto expert is his website, ourautoexpert.com. Nick Miles is here, and we're going to get ourselves wrapped around a couple of things that are of interest and import when it comes to cars. There's nobody around that knows more. And so the list of most stolen vehicles in America will be where we start in a matter of moments. When you're ready to buy your brand new car, you've gone online, do your research, head to the dealership, and you're ready to negotiate for the perfect deal, right? Make sure you get a great deal on your next vehicle. Timing is a bigger factor than shoppers may realize. So we get into that information right now. The story on when to buy your next car.
In the market for a new car? Well, most of us know buying at the right time can be everything. So the big rule is that at the end of something is always best. End of the day? Good. End of the month? Even better. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, has more.
To maximize your chances of getting a great deal on your next car, carefully consider the time of year, month, and even the day that you plan to buy, as these things can make a great impact. If you time your car buying right, you can save hundreds or even thousands of dollars.
When shopping for a good deal, as long as there is something to sell, then inventory, demand, seasonality, quotas, bonus, and incentives will continue to play a role in price.
Many 2019 models are already out, and dealerships want to make room for the latest additions. Shoppers can score significant savings on vehicles that are being replaced by new models. So, if you don't need the latest look, then there are some really good deals out there.
To learn more on how to shop smarter for your next vehicle purchase, visit autotrader.com.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
All right, let's get to the car facts, if you will, courtesy of Nick Miles. The most stolen vehicles in America. This list is a good list to consult when you want to figure out what to buy, because if these cars are on the top of the list, why would you want to buy them? Am I right or not?
Well, I don't think that deciding whether your car's going to be stolen or not is a good reason to live with it on a daily basis. But I understand your logic, Doug.
Thank you. You're one of the few people who will admit to that. Please, go ahead. Let's go through this list of the most stolen vehicles in our country.
Yeah, so number one on the list is the Honda Civic. No surprise, really, there. In 2017, 45,062 of these were stolen. Super popular car, probably the most popular car in its class. So it's not surprising that because there's so many of them out there in the United States of America, the likelihood of them being stolen is very high.
All right, why are they popular? Why do people buy these cars? What's good?
Great value for money, great gas mileage, and it's a Honda. So, you know, Honda, Toyota, Nissan have that reputation of never breaking down, and that's why Americans like to buy them. Honda actually get the second place on the list as well, so maybe your theory of what brand to buy, how stolen it is.
I'm looking down the list to see what's at the bottom of the list. That's the car I'm buying. Anyway, go ahead.
They make number two with the Accord. The first pickup on the list is the number one selling vehicle in the United States as well. It is the Ford, the full size Ford pickup, the F-150.
Nobody wants to steal mine. All my pickup trucks, I have five of them, and they're all at least 14, 15 years old.
Right. So there you go. I mean, there's a good reason for the fact that there's so many of them in America that they get stolen. And really go down the list, it starts to be the most popular car. There is a kind of an anomaly in this list when you look at it. And that is, they have listed here, I think it's about number nine, is the Dodge pickup. Well, you know, Dodge haven't made pickups for 5 years. So it starts to tell me that when you get down this list of what the NICB, which is the National Insurance Crime Bureau, says is stolen, means that these aren't all new cars, by the way. So there again, the Dodge pickup, which they haven't made for 5 years, makes that list. They steal about 12,000 of those every year.
So what's the Ram?
Really,
is it the Ram 1500? What's the difference between that and the Dodge pickup truck?
Well, so that's basically what they changed the name to 5 years ago. So Dodge separated out into cars and trucks, and Ram became. So if it was Ram on the list, then we know it was a much newer vehicle as well.
Right.
Pickups seem to be super popular, as do sedans. If you look down this list, what don't you see on the list? You don't see SUVs.
Yeah, I don't see any Land Rovers on this list. Maybe I'm still safe. All right, there he is, our auto expert, Nick Miles at rautoexpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.